いらっしゃいませ。
新しい携帯を探してるんですが。
はい、このモデルは一番人気があります。電子レンジがあるんですよ。
電子レンジ、すげえ。ジャパニーズポット101も見られますか？
お客様、ここはジャパンだからもちろん見られますよ。
いただきます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2, Lesson 41. Guys Night Out Part 2. Natsuko-san.
はい。
Today we're gonna find out if the two guys, our two main guys, had as good of a time as we had at the Meido Cafe.
Oh yes, they were planning to go there.
That's right.
I remember.
And we beat them to it.
そうですね。ナオミ先生も一緒に行きましたもんね。
はい、行きました。面白かったです。
If you want the details of our adventure to the Maid Cafe, you can check out a previous lesson. It was supposed to be a lesson, but we started talking for so long about this very interesting cultural aspect of Japan. So be sure to check out that lesson. Now, we just want to remind you to stop by after you listen, pick up the PDF, inside the PDF, a very, very detailed write-up of what's in the lesson. Also in the Learning Center, things to tie everything together. And finally, push the center button of your iPod. If you push the center button, the story is there and you can actually read along as you listen. If you're listening in iTunes, click the little I all the way on the right. And if you're listening in Media Windows Player, put on subtitles. And there you can actually see what we're talking about. Of course, the best way is to have the PDF right with you. Okay, so we have review plus some slang plus a whole bunch of other things for this lesson. With that said, here we go.
お帰りなさいませ、ご主人様。
お帰りなさいませ、ご主人様。
おー、メイドバー来るの久しぶりじゃね。
最近忙しかったからな。
小芝、お前何飲む？俺ビール飲むけど。
あ、じゃあ俺もビール。
もえ
ー、もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お帰りなさいませ、ご主人様。
おー、メイドバー来るの久しぶりじゃね。
最近忙しかったからな。
小芝、お前何飲む？俺ビール飲むけど。
じゃ俺もビール。
もえー。
次は英語が入ります。
お帰りなさいませ、ご主人様。
Welcome home, good master.
おー、メイドバー来るの久しぶりじゃね。
Oh, it's been a long time since we came to a maid bar, right?
最近忙しかったからな。
Yeah, recently we're busy.
小芝、お前何飲む？俺ビール飲むけど。
Koshiba, what are you drinking? I'll have a beer.
And じゃあ俺もビール。
Okay, I'll have a beer too.
Glug 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 glug.
Moe!
I'm in heaven.
Natsuko-san, let's find out what Naomi-sensei thought of today's lesson.
Naomi-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか？
Moe って私は絶対に使わないですけどね。
あの、女の人はあんまり使わないと思うんですよね。どうでしょうね。
So, girls don't really use 萌え。
男の人も使うんですかね。
私の友達には使う人がいないんで、わかりません。
Well, maybe we should explain what this is. This is a word that means what? Help me out here.
It's an affection, right?
そうですね。Kind of like she's hot.
She's cute. Cute, yeah, in a more cute way.
Yeah, we have it translated here as fascination or kind of like infatuation. And apparently it's a otaku term.
Yeah, I heard so.
Kind of popularized by TV.
It used to be a term expressing this manga and anime cute girls, right?
Ah.
But now it means more like something you feel particular affection or something you really like?
Basically, moe comes from moeru, which means to sprout, bud, or blossom. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the feeling bubbling up inside when you see something you love, like a band or performer, or actress or actor, or something cool.
Yes, and I notice it's frequently used for characters, like manga characters.
So you would take that character's name and then attach this to it. So in a previous lesson, we did something about Doraemon. So how could we use these together?
Maybe
not with Doraemon.
Maybe it's used more for girls. Let's take Dorami-chan, the sister of Doraemon. Like, Dorami-chan moe. I'm not sure with the intonation, but I think you kind of say it that way.
So she's like, she's cute, or I'm still kind of wrestling with.
I believe is usually not used directly to someone, not used as a compliment to someone. And more to say, it's usually not used for someone you directly know.
Ah, but so kind of like you're talking about somebody.
Yes, so it's like expressing someone's icon, like the character or a celebrity in the TV, some popular figure.
And through saying it, you're expressing your affection for that person.
Yes,
or like what you feel for that person.
Mm-hmm, yes, so it's like I'm a big fan of her because she's really cute.
So, to kind of sum it up, it's used in the aspect when you're talking amongst yourselves about somebody, mm-hmm. not there, usually someone you don't know, and expressing the fact that you think maybe they're physically attractive or cool.
Yes.
Physically, というのがポイントだと思いますね。
Yes, I think that's the point.
だから、直接その人に言うのはちょっと失礼かな。
あんまりそういう表現ではないですね。
And about the physical look, are they hot or are they cute or kind of depends on the person.
But I think usually on the cute side.
Got it. All right. So let's move on to the vocab. First, we have a phrase. Natsuko-san, onegai shimasu.
Okaerinasai.
Welcome home.
Okaerinasai. Okaerinasai.
Next.
Shujin.
Master, head of a household.
Shujin.
Next.
Sama.
Mr. or Mrs. Polite honorific suffix.
Sama.
Next, we have a phrase.
Hisashiburi.
After a long time.
Hisashiburi. Hisashiburi.
Next.
Saikin.
Lately. Latest.
Saikin. Saikin.
Next.
Isogashi.
Busy.
Isogashi. Isogashi.
And finally.
Moe.
Fascination. Infatuation.
Moe. Moe.
Let's take a look at some of these phrases and words. First, we have the word for welcome home, which is.
Okaerinasai.
Now, in previous conversations, you probably heard us say the shortened version and the more casual way, which is.
Okaeri.
And this phrase is much politer.
So desu ne. But I noticed that even further polite expression is used in today's dialogue.
Which is?
Okaerinasai mase.
Extremely polite. And what we heard when we went to the cafe.
Yes. This is really like a servant greeting his or her master.
Somebody with a live-in maid or butler would experience this on a daily basis.
Yes.
Next we have the expression, it's been a while.
Hisashiburi.
Now, Natsuko-san, recently I've been saying hisashisugi. Can we use this?
Well,
hisashiburi sugi dattara mada iinjanai desu ka?
Well, I know what you mean, so maybe it might be good as a joke.
As a joke. Hisashisugi, it's been too long. And as Naomi-sensei said, it's from?
Hisashiburi sugi.
Hisashiburi sugi. Doesn't have the same flow. Hisashisugi. Of course, not proper Japanese, but could be a bit of a joke.
Invented by Peter.
Put a little disclaimer there. Okay, next we have...
最近忙しかったからな.
So, this is a very useful expression when catching up with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
A common expression is when asking someone how things are recently is...
最近どう?
Quite informal.
Yes.
So you could spice that up a bit by 最近どうですか?
Yes.
What's new recently? What's going on? And finally, let's take a look at the phrase we introduced today. And let's take a look at this slangy word we spent so long talking about previously. Now, Natsuko-san, we said that this word was used when speaking about people who aren't there, but the maids are there, right? They're talking about the maids that it was translated as, I'm in heaven, or like, wow, they're really cute, or something along these lines. What's going on here?
Oh, you're talking about moe?
Yes.
Well, obviously, they aren't saying this directly to the maids, but they're talking to each other, like kind of checking each other. Wow, this is good, like that. And also, here, the maids are actually serving them, so they are there, but it's more like, you know, they're coming to a show and looking at an entertainer, right?
Got it. So there's no personal connection there.
I think so. Maybe they're kind of treating the maids like kind of a stage performer.
Mm.
Hence using this word.
I think the nuance is like that.
All right. Arigatou gozaimasu. So, Naomi-sensei, what do we have? Fourth line.
Koshiba, omae nani nomu? Ore biru nomu kedo.
Koshiba, what'll you have to drink? I'm having a beer. So we pulled this sentence for several reasons. One, it's very, very informal Japanese spoken among two friends, and we can tell they're friends by the politeness level. It's extremely casual. Two, the particles are gone.
そうですね。本当は、あなたは何を飲みますか? is the textbook style form.
Very different from what we have here. So yes, let's just take a close look at that. So we have first the person's name.
Koshiba.
Followed by?
Omae.
Which is one of the most informal ways to refer to someone. If you don't know the person on extremely, extremely good terms, this is not appropriate for any situation and can result in fisticuffs. But they're such good friends. He says, you. Followed by?
Nani.
What?
Nomu.
Drink. You, what drink?
そんな感じですね。
そうですね。Now, as we said, if we want to put the particles back in, we would have?
お前は何を飲む?
So the wa and the o would be put in. Wa following omae, wo following nani. So this is what we have. And then previously we took it up to the textbook level, which is?
あなたは何を飲みますか?
Okay. Next sentence we have?
俺ビール飲むけど。
Me? I'm having a beer. Again, let's put the particles back in.
俺はビールを飲むけど。
And then, of course, if we want to put it into the textbook form, we'd have?
私はビールを飲みますが。
が。Now this けど, which brings us to a grammar point. Now this けど and が. What it's doing here is actually, it's a statement with something inferred. I'm having a beer, but what are you going to have? That's inferred there. It's just not said. And that's what's occurring here in this sentence. He's letting his friend know what he's having to drink and saying, well, inferring, what are you going to have? Let's take a look at an example. Naomi-sensei, onegaishimasu.
君どうする?私行くけど。
What are you going to do? I'm going. So first we have, what are you going to do? Then we have?
私は行くけど。
I, followed by topic marking particle, followed by the verb, to go, followed by けど. I'm going. And what's inferred after that is, and you? That's going to do for today. Now, be sure to stop by, check out the PDF. Inside the PDF, there's a detailed write-up on what we covered in today's lesson. Inside the Learning Center, things to bring it all together. And finally, don't forget to hit the center button of your iPod, the I if you're listening in iTunes, or turn on subtitles in Windows Media Player. You can actually see the conversation while you listen. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
また今度ね。
おかえりなさいませ、ご主人様。
おかえりなさいませ、ご主人様。
おー、メイドバークルの久しぶりじゃね。
最近忙しかったからな。
小芝、お前何飲む?俺ビール飲むけど。
じゃあ俺もビール。
グログログログログログログ
萌えー